Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Our guest today is Thomas Capps. He's my Papa Capps, and I love him very much. And he has been in the ministry, full-time ministry, for about 50 years. It's hard to believe, but he has. And he will have a word, I believe, that will encourage you as we sit down and talk together in just a few minutes. We'll be right back with Papa Capps. Tim, what a joy it is to have Mama and Papa Capps with us today.
Yeah, they're from the Tampa, Florida area, and they were with us a few short weeks back, and we had an awesome time listening to Papa Capps, of course, tell us about some things that are going on in the last days. And, of course, Reverend Tom Capps, let me just say that he has been an awesome man of God in the Assemblies of God denomination for several centuries. I mean, years. And that God has really used this man to help a lot of people. I've heard so many good things about him, Sharon.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you basically have mentored people in ministry.
Yes, I have no idea of the young man that I've mentored when I was pastoring, that somehow when they came to the church starting out of the ministry, they liked my style and whatever. But yeah, I've been privileged, you know, and I consider it a real privilege that someone would want me to mentor them. So that's a big thrill for me. Is I don't know how much it is for them. But yeah, God has blessed me to be able to help a lot of young men and a lot of young women as well to get their start in the ministry. I don't know how many. It's when I served this presbyter. I have no idea how many men I put in their churches, their first church, and got them started. And they've gone on, and many of them are still in ministry. But like we were saying a little while back when we were here, there are some that have sadly fallen by the wayside.
Yeah.
And that seems to, we're seeing more and more of that, and that just breaks my heart to see men of God and women of God just throw it to the side and go the way of the world again.
Do you believe it's the cares of life? You preached a message back at the Lighthouse, and in the last days, we're going to see that the love of many is going to wax cold, is what you were preaching. And do you believe that the cares of this life, living in the last days, the evil that's in the world has pressed against some who have not kept themselves, you know, close to the Lord, praying, seeking God, do you think that has pulled them, the discouragement of life?
I think most likely that is a lot of the problem. Because a lot of churches, pastors are pastoring smaller churches, therefore they're having to work a job as well as ministry. And it just becomes, like you say, the pressures that are applied to them, the lack of time they have to spend with their family, with the Word of God and, you know, in prayer. And all of these things combined, I think, are causing a real problem in many, many churches and with many pastors today.
Well, what is the solution? How have you lasted 54 years in full-time ministry?
Grace of God.
Okay.
There's nothing that can sustain you like the grace of God can. I've been through some things in my life that briefly the thought, well, it's time to hang it up. But it was only a brief thought. And when I got rid of the thought and said, well, I'm going on, you know, God has walked me through every situation, every trial. He never fails us. And I think we fail him when we give up on him. It's like saying, well, you don't have the power, God, to keep me in the time that I need to be kept the most. And yet he's there.
Yes.
And somehow we don't want to recognize that. And the older I get and the longer I'm in the ministry, the more I realize how much I need God, you know, in this day and hour.
Praise
and
God.
We just need more and more. We need to spend more time with him. Because he's the one that's going to get us, like I said, he's the one that brings us through everything.
You know, when I heard a story several years ago when I had read a biography about John G. Lake, this great healing evangelist who had went over to South Africa, lost his wife over there, and she died as soon as he had gotten there. And he had several kids, and then, of course, he met someone else and, I believe, remarried. And during that time period, he was just experiencing so much persecution that was in his life. Later on, I was to read another book, and I believe it was his granddaughter. They were asking his granddaughter, what was the secret of John G. Lake's power? And his secret was that there really was no secret except him spending large amounts of time in privacy and in prayer and in devotion to the Lord. And it's like Peter and John and the fourth chapter of the book of Acts. They had taken knowledge that they had been with Jesus.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, that's really the answer to the secret of anyone's power is the power of prayer.
Well, how true that is. That's the one thing, if there's anything, when I leave a congregation, if I can just hear some, that man was with God sometime, you know.
Mm.
And that's a big thrill that people recognize that you've been with God.
Yes.
When they sense your ministry, when they hear you, when they see how God works through your life. But the ministry is such a beautiful thing. It is so powerful what God can do through our ministry. And he longs and desires to do these things.
Absolutely.
But we don't really hold on to God for that. And I still do. You know,
amen.
I'm still holding on to God. Every place we go, sis, we have seen God this year restore people, heal people.
Mm.
People come and rededicated to their life. God has given me, I won't say a new message, but God's given me another anointing, a new anointing,
yes.
A sweeter anointing. And I think Pastor Tim mentioned it when I was here that the word came out in a powerful way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding this to be true though. Everywhere I've been this year, the word has come forth in power.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is power. So
amen.
Why shouldn't it come forth in power?
Amen. When Paul came preaching, the Bible said he didn't come preaching with speech excellency, but in demonstration and in power
exactly.
of the Spirit of Almighty God.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen.
Well, this last itinerary that you did doing revivals, Papa, what were some of the things that you saw God do?
Well, we were in Springfield, Ohio, and we had a man that was there one Sunday morning. I was getting ready to preach, and as I waited on God, God was saying, I'm moving you in a different direction this morning. So the first thing you know, I'm calling people down to the front for prayer,
uh-huh.
not expecting that it was going to fill up. Had no preaching that morning, but God showed up.
Mm.
I got a saying, and I'm sure you've heard it, what God shows up, he shows off, you
yeah.
know. But there's this one man, he's probably in his late 50s or maybe early 60s. And he came down, and for years he'd been having back problems. He could not hardly even bend over.
Mm.
And plus he had a rotator cuff that had, and he when he came down, he looked at my wife, and he says, I will not accept anything less than a miracle. I want nothing less than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so... And his back at that time was really bothering him. So I had him turn around to face the congregation. And I put my hands on his back, and I just moved my hands down the back as I did. And as I did that, God began to heal him.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time my wife and I finished praying for him, the man was dancing in the spirit.
Praise
and
God.
He was bending over. And
hallelujah.
Yeah. And then he lives on a lakefront, and he went the next day and cleaned out the lakefront there.
Mm.
And he says, if any other time, if I'd done this, I'd be down for 3 or 4 days before I could even get up and walk.
Mm.
But God touched him, healed that rotator cuff, and he's walking in divine health now.
Amen. Amen.
That's just one instance. But God, you know, has done so many, many things
praise
that we've
God.
Seen.
Mm.
It's just beautiful what
hallelujah.
He's doing. And he loves to do that.
Yes.
I'm learning more and more. He likes to be with us. He likes for us to see what he can do.
Amen.
You know? Amen.
Praise
yeah.
God.
I love that. Would you pray for those right now that need a healing, Papa? Would you
I
just
will.
Pray for them?
Father, we come in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. Because we know that healing's already been purchased for us.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, the Word says that we were healed. Lord, that we're not being healed, but we are healed in the name of Jesus. And I pray for these across this nation and a world. Lord God, that you would reach down to those that their faith is reaching out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, that you're going to reach down to them. And you're going to apply the healing touch that is needed so much in their bodies. Father, we rejoice that there's no limit to your power. There's nothing you can't do. And so, dear God, we look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord, that as we stretch forth our hands,
mm-hmm.
God, that it would be the hands of Jesus
yes.
that would be on them. And, Lord, that you'll restore them, that you'll lift them up, that you give them strength, give them power, Lord,
yes.
to do the things that you've called us to do. We know we have an enemy that is fighting against us, but yet we serve that one that has all power. Yes. And we give you praise and glory for people that are even right now feeling a healing virtue, feeling a healing touch in their bodies. And, Father, we give you praise for that. Just continue to work in people's lives. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
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 Headed out this morning, feeling pretty good. Past a house at the edge of our neighborhood. Several cars out front, men in dark suits on the porch. They had gathered there to place a wreath on the door. Thought of old man Miller, who lived there 40 years, and his sweet wife Mary, how that house was full of tears. The sadness ran on down the street, the whole town grieved for sure. Every time they passed by the wreath on the door. Though I weep for me, I rejoice for him. When he's in the healing hands of the Lord, where the beautiful flowers bloom in fields forevermore, but never in a wreath upon the door. The man who preached the funeral, well, he told it like it is. When he talked about the faith that old man Milton left here with, the whole crowd left there thinking about the promises in store of the life that lies beyond the wreath upon the door. Though I weep for me, I rejoice for him. Oh, when he's in the healing hands of the Lord, where the beautiful flowers bloom in fields forevermore, but never in a wreath upon the door. Flowers bloom in fields forevermore, but never in a wreath upon the door. Or we'll never see a wreath upon the door.
It is always an honor to pray for our covenant partners, and we do that. That's one reason why the Lord has placed us here, is to be a ministry station. And I do know the power of prayer. I do know it. I'm here today because of prayer. Here is someone that's dealing with Parkinson's disease, someone else with bipolar. Someone is looking to sell their business and properties, and they just want what the Lord wants in his timing. And so we stand in agreement with them right now in Jesus' name. Also, healing, dear person needs healing for both eyes that has nuclear degeneration in them. And so, Father, we just pray for these eyes, for healing to come now. Healing to come now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Lord, you open the blinded eyes. And so, Father, nothing's too hard for you. Touch these eyes today and restore to life. Restore healing. And, Father, I thank you right now for a person that you're touching that has Parkinson's disease. And we just thank you, Lord, for healing them now in the name of Jesus. Lord, for a person in college and also for a person that needs protection. And Lord, you know what this is about. And we just thank you, Father, for your angel surrounding them and delivering them. Also, for a son Lord, and also a son. Lord, you see what is happening in this custody battle. And we pray, oh God, that you would move in this now. Father, move in the court for your will to be accomplished in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we also pray for wisdom in selling properties in a business. You see these partners, oh God, they're putting their trust in you. And they seek your kingdom first. And because of that, all these things shall be added unto them. So I thank you, Father, that you will bring the right buyer at the right time, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we give it to you. And we thank you, Lord, that you're working on their behalf now. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray also for someone suffering with a back problem. Thank you, Lord, for healing the back. For this one with a bipolar disorder, Father, I thank you right now for a sound mind, for a balanced mind and heart, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, for our partners that are listening and those that sow into this ministry, I thank you as they give, it shall be given unto them. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, you will cause men to give unto them. Lord, with the same measure that they meet, it shall be measured back to them. Lord, as they're generous, I thank you, Father, that the windows of heaven are generous towards them today. In your name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, thank you for being with us today on Connected, and stay tuned to He's Alive Radio. A lot more blessings coming your way. We love you in Jesus. We'll be back tomorrow on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.